The New York State Wage Board met for the first time Wednesday to look into raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour for workers in the fast food industry.
This is a meeting of the Fast Food Wage Board.
Buffalo's Mayor Byron Brown, representing the public, is chair of the Wage Board. He attended the meeting in Lower Manhattan on video.
I would ask at this time that the board members who are in the meeting in New York City please introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Kevin Ryan. I'm an internet entrepreneur, and I'm the chairman and founder of several companies, MongoDB, Business Insider, Guilt Group, Contour, and Zola.
Thank you, Mr. Powell.
Yeah, I'm Mike Fishman. I'm Secretary Treasurer of Service Employees International Union, and we represent 2 million workers throughout the U.S. and Canada and Puerto Rico, and have some major affiliates right here in New York City with 32BJ and 1199.
Governor Cuomo impaneled Mario Mussolino, acting labor commissioner, to convene the wage board.
My decision to convene this wage board was based on data and studies that indicate that 60% of fast food workers in New York are in families enrolled in at least one public assistance program, and that nationally, fast food workers are twice as likely as all other workers to be in families that receive public assistance.
In charging the wage board, Mussolino said insufficient rates of pay injures not only workers, but the overall economy. According to the Labor Department, the board under New York State law can make recommendations to raise wages without legislative approval. Here's the timeline. The board needs to get back to Mussolino in 45 days. That's when the board will submit recommendations. They'll hold four public meetings in Buffalo, New York City, Albany, and Long Island. The hearings will be available online. Buffalo is set for June 5th, New York City June 9th, Long Island June 15th, and Albany June 22nd. At the hearings, the public can come and present testimony. The Wage Board wants people to pre-register if they can, wageboard@labor.ny.gov. Testimony will be first come, and if you're registered, you get preference. The board says written testimony is helpful. Oral presentations will be limited to 5 minutes. Testimony needs to be provided by June 26. The first to testify on Wednesday was James Brown. He provided an industry snapshot of fast food low-wage workers.
Over half the workers in this industry are over 25. So you commonly hear that there are, you know, it's a teenage industry, it's only teenagers, but in fact, over 50% are 25 and up. It is relatively evenly split between men and women. And when you look at the educational attainment, now educational attainment is limited to those who are at least 25. Essentially, we want to measure what education you've got after you've had time. You know, if you're 15, there's a pretty good chance you're not going to have a college degree. You look at the educational attainment, 25 and up, again, you will notice almost half the workers have some college. So this is not an industry just of people who are in high school or something, or have never completed any formal education.
The data says it's impossible to support oneself and one's family with fast food worker wages.
Everyone in the industry averages $16,000 a year in wages, and there are 15,000-plus establishments.
Meanwhile, fast food workers rallied in Albany and New York City and in Buffalo to raise the minimum wage for those in the fast food industries. They called on Governor Cuomo to follow the lead of Los Angeles and other cities that have recently approved big increases. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.